Acclaimed Philadelphia chef Eli Culp was one of scores injured in May's deadly Amtrak train derailment. Now, as WHYY's Alana Gordon reports, the region's culinary and business communities are rallying their support.
High Street and Fork on Market Street are usually bustling restaurants, but they were closed today.
We're grilling corn for a large vegetable centerpiece for the event.
Chuck Formoso and other staff are preparing a sold-out fundraiser this evening for the restaurant's co-owner, Eli Culp.
Cuba Libre is making a roast pig.
Ellen Yen is Culp's business partner and says more than 20 area restaurants are donating to the feast. She and others are raising money for medical expenses that might not be covered by Culp's insurance.
He and I are both just completely in awe of the support of the community.
Culp suffered a severe spinal cord injury in the Amtrak 188 derailment in May that claimed 8 lives and injured more than 200.
We're all in shock that this accident occurred, and we all can't believe that somebody so close to us was impacted.
He's been in the hospital ever since.
It's a serious injury that takes a lot of time to recuperate from, and you know, his spirits are positive, but he obviously has a long road ahead.
In 2014, Culp was selected as one of Food and Wine magazine's best new chefs. Yen says 1 year ago this day, Mayor Michael Nutter declared it Eli Culp Day in honor of his contributions to the city's culinary scene. Culp is among more than 24 passengers who are suing Amtrak for monetary damages. Tonight's event is sold out, but the silent auction's open to the public. I'm Alana Gordon, WHYY News.